have a friend called Maria who loved apple dumplings. Every Saturday morning, she would take out butter, sugar, cinnamon, flour, and apples to make a beautiful apple dumpling to enjoy over the weekend. I have had one before and oh my, the apple dumplings Maria baked were always scrumdiddlyumptious. Last Saturday, she faced a problem. She had no apples left in her pantry. Oh dear! All she had were 10 oranges. She placed them in her eco bag and walked around the neighborhood. Maybe she might bump into someone who had apples to spare. She walked towards the playground and found her friend Sarah, who had a big white sack next to her. Maria went over and asked what Sarah was doing.
Oh, hi, Maria. Yeah, my cat scratched and tore all the cushions up last night. I spent a long time gathering up all the feathers into this sack, but I have no idea what to do with it. And all that work made me thirsty, and I really, really wish I could have some orange juice right now.
Maria thought that both Sarah and herself were not in a good situation, but better to have one person happy than two unhappy. So Maria handed her oranges over to Sarah in exchange for the sack of feathers. In any case, Maria thought that a sack of feathers was lighter than a bag of oranges. And Sarah was indeed very happy to have her problem solved. Maria kept on walking, this time with a sack of feathers, past the playground towards the nearby cafe. Auntie Linda, the cafe owner, was coming out of the cafe with her arms full of flowers. Maria could smell the sweet floral scent from afar. Auntie Linda waved hi and explained how she had bought a variety of flowers to decorate each of the cafe tables, but she perhaps had bought too many and she did not know what to do with the extras. Maria asked Auntie Linda if she had any apples to spare, but alas, there were none. Auntie Linda noticed the sack of feathers and offered to trade the flowers for the feathers, as Auntie Linda was planning to make cushions for her cafe chairs. Maria agreed to swap, even though she had wanted apples, not flowers. But at least one person happy was better than none. She went on her way with the beautiful flowers in her bag. She decided to walk towards the community center and see if they had apples to spare from their pantry. Along the way, she saw a father with a 5-year-old boy, Noah, who was crying. She walked over and asked Noah why he was so upset. Noah said,
"My mommy's birthday is today, and I wanted to surprise mommy with flowers before she woke up. But daddy forgot to buy the flowers, and none of the shops are opened. The supermarket was the only shop that was opened, but they didn't have any flowers."
"Aw, you sweet boy. Well, you're in luck. Look, look what I have here in my bag."
Noah's eyes widened with surprise and glee when he saw all the different colored roses and lilies. Maria handed the whole bag over to Noah, who hugged Maria with all his might. Maria thought, well, she had nothing now. Better to have three people happy than none at all. Noah's father thanked Maria for her kindness and generosity and offered to pay her for the flowers.
"Aiya, no need lah. These flowers were given to me by Auntie Linda at that cafe over there. I was hoping to get apples, but she had none."
The father then handed over a grocery bag full of apples that they had bought at the supermarket. Maria was absolutely thrilled and thanked Noah and his father. She ran home with the apples and baked the most awesome tray of apple dumplings ever. When it cooled down, she had one at tea time with her coffee and enjoyed her Saturday afternoon in peace and quiet. So children, you may not get what you want straight away, but if you help others be happy, you will be rewarded eventually. One way or another. The end.